suggested that we explore the principle of Reiki a bit. It's two sides of that story, because on the one side you have a Reiki, which is sort of the harmonizing or integration or the regal aspect of Ki, which is Qi, which is a vital energy, also known as Od in the Nordic countries, or Prana in India, Qi in China, Elan Vital in the West. So Reiki is a principle of optimizing the Qi or the Ki or the Od or the Prana in the body, and the mind and the soul and the spirit. There is a difficulty in the use of the term Reiki, because in a way it's like a brand name. Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, Reiki. It has been turned into an enterprise, and just like Ayurveda became the brand name of Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, Reiki likewise has become a brand label. So when you use the word, in a way you also go into, let's say, their patent or title rights, or in any case prescription, in any case their protocol procedure. And the protocol procedure of Reiki is what you find. The introductory costs $1, and then the where you can sort of have a feeling experience of it costs $10, and then you have the first course that costs $10, and then the next one costs $100, and then $1,000, and $10,000, $100,000. So each next level is a tenfold in price, because it is a business. So I do not want to discuss the business. As long as there's a money monopoly and people are in want of money and are caught in that superstition of money, this kind of things will happen. But let me make this money free and just go out of the understanding of Reiki as a business to Reiki, or the use of Qi as a principle, and then I will just use the terminology of Ki or Qi, because that is where the understanding then lies. So then we have a brand name free use of words, and everybody is free to find that there are many, many forms and application of that principle. That the brand name bottled version of it is actually very limited form of it. Yet for those who buy into that brand, they will actually get a quite good understanding of the principles, even though they might have some difficulty to get out of the conditioning into the universal understanding of it. So let me go to the universal understanding of it. I will need a bit of a roundabout explanation to get to Qi and Ki, because Ki, the Qi is the key. The Chinese word is the pivot for understanding. And then you can realize that the Qi or the Ki is actually the pivot by which universal forces operate within us. Maybe it's easier if I start with a simple practical approach to Reiki, or the use of Ki or Qi. Ki, Japanese word, Qi, Chinese word, all the same. It is the use of a kind of feeling in your body which you can learn to discern. If you hold your hands together, slightly rub them, hold them apart a bit, and then pretend that you could inhale through your fingertips and exhale through your hand palms, then after a while you will discover that there is kind of a magnetic cushion or magnetic pillow between your hands. That if you move your hands a bit, it's like they in a way bounce back. You could imagine that there is a kind of a ball of some magnetic substance which you cannot see between your hands, which like a balloon which is not heavily inflated is lying resting within your hands, And there are lots of descriptions at that level, which say, okay, now imagine that there is this ball of light or this ball of magnetism or this ball of energy between your hands, and you can then hold it, you can throw it, you can transfer it to somebody else, you can do things with it. That is image, a metaphor, a model of something. But you could just as well say that your hands are bouncing because in your muscles there's something which connects between the left side of the body and the right side of the body. They mirror each other, and yes, you can feel it on the surface of your skin, but actually it is something that happens within your body, and you could call it an electromagnetic ball or a kind of invisible sun between your hands. But you could also say that your hands and your arms and your body are actually connected by an electromagnetic information field, which of course through the neurons, through the hormones, tells your body what to do, as a result of which the cells are informed and know what to do, and that this chi or this ki is actually the information by which the cells inform each other of what they do. And evidently, if you look at it from the perspective of the cells, every cell is a physical little microcomputer with a supercomputer capacity. It is able to do things. It's actually able to transform and do transmutation materials within the cell. Cells are very tricky beings. They have immense capacities, but their physical being is only part of the story. As you will realize, cells communicate with each other using all kinds of chemistry. The molecules, which are at the same time electromagnetic spectra, which have chemical properties but are actually bits of information fields. Then you can see that the communication between cells is chemical, supplementing the physical. But if you look at the larger perspective, you can see that all the cells are doing this, that all of the cells are participants in an electromagnetic radio information field, and that the cellular communication is in fact not physical or chemical but electromagnetic, and that this electromagnetism is interplaying with the neurons and the hormones. The hormones are kind of the localized carriers of this electromagnetic spectrum. The neurons are conduits of radio information, like antennae. And then you can see that the cells, and neurons are cells too, are actually part of this electromagnetic process. And when you hold your hands together, they are actually interplaying with this electromagnetic process. So what you feel between your hands is a kind of echo, maybe call it, originates from a kind of laser principle. So you're actually bouncing radio wave frequencies between your hands, which you can feel on the skin, but it comes from the hands, which comes from the arms, which comes from the body. So your body is part of the electromagnetic radio information field, which normally you would not feel too much, because just like the fish is swimming in the water, doesn't know it, and the bird flies into the air and doesn't know it, we are in an electromagnetic information field. We don't know it, except when we change our attention and start to work with it in these exercises, as they are used in Reiki and laying on of hands and the working with Qi in general. So I've now described three levels of the story, which is how the cells have this physical part, the cells have this chemical part, the cells have this electromagnetic radio information field with them. But the cells are part of the universe as a whole. So the cells are embedded in this water of the fish, the air of the bird, universal radio information field, which is nowadays called a quantum field. If you want to have a very good description of it, you look at tetrionics.com. The universe is an integral quantum field, which is a field of pure information. And we are surrounded by that. So when we interplay with our neurons and our hormones and tap into this radio field within the body, it is actually part of that larger cosmic quantum field of which we amplify and modulate and moderate a very little bit in our body. And that quantum field that we have in our body, actually through exergy, we can take quantum field into our body, and we can also radiate it around, which we can do with the laying on of hands and other things, other techniques. But we can also store it in our body and circulate it in our body, actually digest it in specific manner, which we would then call the energy, or the energos, the internal movement of the quantum field within us. So when we work with our body, there is this part of the, not the physical, not the chemical, but the electromagnetic, which is in interplay with the cosmic quantum field, as a result of which in our body that electromagnetic field is double-sided. On the one hand, it is part of the quantum field of the universe, because that is where it originates, but on the other side, it is a little bit of that quantum field as we process it within us, as we operate it in the same way as a computer would process information within it. We are that kind of supercomputer. We can harvest quantum field energy within us. We can process, digest, and circulate quantum energy within us. And in that line, think of the way cells can capture molecules, store them, transform them, and release them. Cells can capture, store, transform, and release electrons. Cells can capture, store, transform, and release photons. Cells can capture, store, transform, release quanta. And that's actually the level where we operate freedom of choice, as described in the Science of Life. So once you realize that if the cells can do that, the organs can do that, the bodies can do it, you can do that. You can capture quantum field, you can store energy, quantum energy field, you can transform energy field, quantum energy field, you can release quantum energy field. You are like a mobile phone, but much more clever, much more powerful. You are a supercomputer processing cosmic information, and part of that information is processed within you. And some of that you can feel if you do those kind of exercises which are shown in the teachings, which make use of qi and qi. For those who are not quite well versed in that, let me give a bit of an explanation. The medical model is that our body would be anatomy. That is wrong, because our body is physiology. Cells communicate with each other, and that internal communication forms the anatomical body. The anatomical body is consequential. The physiology, however, is a consequence of the communication between the cells, and the cell communication is all about the exchange of information. Also the capturing, the storing, the transforming, and the release of information. So the cells digest information. That information is an electromagnetic process. So that is where we are no longer dealing with the physiology, but we are actually dealing with the psychology. We are dealing with the electromagnetic field itself, as it is operated by the cells, as cells contribute to it, but also as cells are part of it and being part of the universe as a whole. They are a piece of the whole, and therefore can be at peace within it or not. That's where we have freedom of choice. So we need to go beyond the medical model and realize that anatomy is the consequence of the physiology, which is the consequence of the regulatory system, which uses the neuron and the hormones. But the regulatory system can regulate the flow of electricity and information in the body, because there is a larger picture. It knows why it needs to regulate, what it needs to regulate it for, and how it can thereby regulate it. There is a spirit part of the story, which is not at the electromagnetic level, but which is at the, let's call it the radio information field level. And that is not just in the body, but also outside of it. Remember the metaphor that your body is like a mobile telephone. You can receive electromagnetic signals, you can broadcast electromagnetic signals, you can process them, but as a result, you can also interplay with the universe as a whole. So now that we know that the neuronal and the hormonal level is not just simply electromagnetic. It is not energy in that sense. It is not a force field, and it is not a robot kind of process, but it's actually the information processing of a colony of living cells which are all conscious and which all are aware of the environment and in that sense have an internal picture of the environment within them. And they can work with that. They can regulate the body with that, activate the body with that, and experience the body through that. So the experience of qi is at that level where you're on the one hand working with the electromagnetic signals which go in the body, of which the neurons and the hormones are part. In fact, all of the blood vessels, all of the lymph vessels are electromagnetic conduits. They're like waveguides or antenna conductors. And all of the organs are storage devices, capacitors. So all of the body materials are essentially capacitors, coils, resistors, and source elements of an immense radio circuit. Our body is a motherboard of a supercomputer. And the odd or the qi is the information by which the cells can determine what they do. So qi is not energy, but it is information for the use of energy. Qi or ki is information energy. It is phase information energy. It is how the cells know how they relate to the environment, and as a result can decide how they interrelate with that environment. So qi or qi is much more important than energy. Energy is simply, let's say, the electron flow at the chemical level of the physical structure, while qi is the neuronal information of knowing what you connect and what the information gradient is within that connection. But that's only at the neuronal hormonal level. At the higher level, qi is the holographic picture, which then filters into the neural hormonal system, which gives a direction, which then goes into the chemical system, which gives it a pressure, which then results into a kind of crystallization in action in the physical body. And just as a reminder, everything that is physical because the electrons are bound in fixed places. Everything that is chemical, and thus molecular, has an electron flow in it. Everything that is atomic will have ionic field around it. Protons, neutrons, electrons, it is based on the electromagnetic transformation. It is an electromagnetic phenomenon. But consciousness operates in a phase field directly. It is at the quantum level field where charges can be flipped and where information can be information and the information can be changed. As a result of the change at the quantum level, there will be changes in the atomic structure, which can lead to changes in the electron flow in the molecular structure, which can then lead to the crystallization of specific forms of matter. So when you work with qi or ki, you're not working with the physical, you're not working with the chemical, you're halfway working with the electromagnetic, and you are also working with the information field. So now let me come to the practice again of the Reiki and the qi, laying on of hands and all those techniques. There are two sides of it. Now that you know that you're working with the electromagnetic field in the body, and that as a result in the body you can influence the neurons and the hormones, as a result of that, which is the change of the regulatory system, you can also change the body chemistry. So through the working with qi, you can actually then change the chemistry, you can change the way you feel, you can change your emotional level. That means you can change your relationship to the environment. And as a result of that, the physical body will respond, it will correspond to that. Because you can do that within you, when you interact with this electromagnetic field and you're in contact with somebody else, you are in a way like a radio telephone communication. You talk, the other one talks, you talk, the other one talks, radio waves go back and forth, and you're in fact a co-processor of what they're doing. It's called an electromagnetic field coupling. It's a bit like you have in the Schaefer transformer in the bathroom. There is no direct current between you and the body of the other, but there is an electromagnetic radio information field between you and the other, and as a result of the coupling between that radio information field between your body and that of the other, the processes in the body of the other can start to mimic those in your body, or the other way around. So a healer can feel what's going on in the body of the other, and then in his own body, in her own body, can improve that, enhance that, correct that. But by doing it in the own body, by that radio information field coupling to the other body, the other body gets that information too, and can sort of copy clone that process, can shift the internal processes, can reset the internal thermostat, can change the electron flows in the body, as a result of which the body can reorganize and restructure it accordingly. Sometimes that can go fast, sometimes that takes time. It depends a bit on how many belief systems are anchored into this process and how many of them can be changed in that transfer of information. So when you're working with somebody else, you're actually working with yourself. You're feeling what happens in the other. And in your own body, you then optimize what is happening in your body. And there you use this specific coupling as we have it. You can change your breathing rhythm. As a result, you can change your heart rhythm because it follows a breathing rhythm. As a result, the circulation of blood in the body changes. As a result, the feeding of the cells in the body changes. So when you're feeling something and you adapt your breathing rhythm accordingly, you can actually shift a balance in your body. And our whole body is always in a state of balance because all the body are piezoelectric liquid crystal, transducer, transformer, and intelligent gels. So all of the materials respond to changes in information, the radio information field. And that's how the liquid crystal display of the television screens was invented. Because the gall juices do exactly that. And the bones are transistors, the blood is a liquid crystal. All of these materials you can find in the body. In fact, all of the body materials have these properties, and they are made by the cells for that specific purpose, because the body materials are produced and positioned so that they can optimize the cell communication. So your whole body is continuously being maintained by cells producing and positioning materials which have molecular capacities very specific for interacting with this information field in the body. As I said, your body is a motherboard. You are a supercomputer, and by what you think and what you feel, you are actually experiencing the software running around in the hardware which has been produced by the cells and which we then call the body. When you work with the chi and the ki, we are working at that level before the cells are producing the molecules, before the cells are positioning the molecules. The production of the molecules we call the physiology, the position of the molecules we call the anatomy. But at the level of chi, you're actually at a level where the cells are communicating with each other and internally using atomic nuclear forces to change their phase state, literally, transmutation. They go from material to molecular to atomic, back to phase space, and you see that very explicitly at the moment that the cell replicates in the cell division. The cell materials dissolve, the cell molecules evaporate, the cell atoms appear, disappear, and then from phase space it bounces back and doubles. So you can then see how in the cell we are always working with these phase changes. So that means we are working with the quantum transitions where the photon jump triggers an electron jump, which can trigger an electron oscillation, which can cause electron bonding, the zipper of manifestation, and cells always work that. So in the cell itself, this is what's happening. But in order to do that, the cell needs to have information, and that is where the cell uses the electromagnetic energy field of the body plus the quantum field of the environment. And with the working with the chi, you're actually working with that. So you're working at the level where the cells, let's say, think, but also where the cells are not thinking thoughts, but where the cells are actually processing the universe as a whole. That's also where in Reiki they say, well, you cannot actually think what's happening here, because the principles that are at work at this cellular level of working with chi, the electromagnetic radio information field, before it filters into the neurons and the hormones, because it is that field that is then, let's say, guided into the neurons at the and the hormones, which would be at the hypophysis level of the body, the level of decision taking. But before you take the decisions, you're at the level of freedom of choice, which is the light field in the body, which is the electromagnetic radio information field of the body as part of the universe. And when you're connected to the body as part of the universe, you're like a baby, you're integrated, embedded in everything. You're a God being, you know everything, you feel everything. As a baby, you cannot do much about it. As a child, you learn a bit. As a puber, you learn to discern a bit. And as an adult, you can hope to be able to do it. And in healing, you actually apply that. You know that you're part of the universe, the other is part of the universe as well. When you connect to the other using this chi link, this radio information link, you can feel in your body what happens in the other. And you can feel if it is an improvement over what you're doing in your body, or if there is something which is not working well. Suddenly you feel that in your body there's something which is different, and then you need to recalibrate that. And Reiki and mysticism, religious, prayer healing, laying on of hands, whatever schooling you're taking, they all have metaphorical models and techniques by which they will say, well, think of this, think of that, imagine this, imagine that. Basically, that you call from memory a pattern of functioning which is wholesome or which is healing, so that when you feel something from somebody else where you get stuck, you can call back on a situation or a memory which can make you unstuck. In most situations, you will not need that. You will simply feel that there's something going strange in your body, and in your body, you then simply use your breathing to regulate your heart rate, to regulate your circulation, to regulate the cell activity, the cell nutrition, so that the cells can go into a different state and literally digest the problem, whatever it was that the other has been experiencing. Most often people have a problem, they cannot dissolve it, they sort of store it in a refrigerator, they freeze it in hell, so to say, and then that blocks part of their functioning, because whenever something happens that has to do with that problem which they experienced, a pattern will come out which is dysfunctional. They cannot resolve it because they don't even know it is there. You connect up to it, you notice, hey, this is strange. You start to digest it, you start to dissolve it, you start to resolve it, and suddenly in your body it moves again, and suddenly they can know from what they get as a feedback from your body that it can be resolved, that it can be moved, can be dislodged. And the laying on of hand healing works in that manner. You basically plug in into their computer, you feel in your computer, your supercomputer, what's going on. In your supercomputer, you process the information, you digest it. Same principle, by the way, as the digestion of food. And then by the coupling that you have with the other, they can tune into it. They can see that they can shift the frequencies, that can shift the relationship. They can let go of the pattern. They too can dissolve it, resolve it, digest it, release it. It doesn't much matter which mystery school or training techniques you use. The principles are always the same. They work for all life forms. You, in your body, operate universal principles. the system of digestion, the system of learning, the system of information processing, system of memorization is all interconnected therein. And when you learn to work that, that's also where meditation comes into the story. You need to actually actively let go of thoughts which are useless, which are not useful, which could be other thoughts, which could be universal thoughts. The more you go into universal thoughts, the more you're open to reality, the more you're quick to respond, the more you're integrated into the environment, and the more you're, let's say, holy. Holy means that you are part of the whole. Unholy means that you're separated from the whole, you're isolated, you live in your own little hell, you become diabolical because you are no longer a representation of the oneness of it all. But you become representative of a very limited version of it all. So whenever you have an unresolved problem within you, you become diabolical in that sense. You live in your own little hell in that sense. You often don't know that. But in this interaction of laying on of hand healing or Reiki or Qi healing or meridian therapy or a consciousness exchange approaches, you will feel that there's another way that you can feel yourself. Because when you touch the other, you feel that there's another way that you could feel. And so the more you do this with other people, the more you tune into other people, the more you open up to a broadness of how it could be differently, the more you become unrigid, because every time you unblock something for somebody else, you unblock it for yourself too. So healing is very contagious indeed. Contagious health, I call that. So the more you help other people to be free of those blockages, the more you become free of your own blockages. In the old traditions, that would be called as you release your chakras from their constraints. All of the chakras are related to specific organs. So you have the organs of activity and anger. You have the organs and the glands of survival and restraint and fear. You have the system of letting go, of isolation, alienation, separation, loneliness, aloofness. So all of these are settings which we have within us in the zodiac of the gods of the Olympus, which function as our organs in setting and resetting our relationship to our environment. And the more you play with that, the more you get unstuck. And if people are stuck in a specific organ setting, for example, they are in the liver producing energy, but also producing anger and thus getting frustrations and that, which is different from being at peace with yourself, being open and interested in others, seeing the harmony and the fun of it all. Every organ has its specific setting, has its specific activity, its specific relationship to how you interface with the environment, but also its specific color. So in the sense that you heal more people, your colors will get unstuck from your bias setting. As some people are stuck in the red, some are stuck in the blue, some are stuck in the yellow. And once you get unstuck, all of it becomes white, which means that all of the colors are there and they're equally much there. And if you want to have a fun description of that releasing of the colors, you can find that in the work of Valerie Hunt, where she describes how through rolfing, the muscle structure fixations are released, and how the psychic could actually see the colors of the aura change accordingly. And once they were all released, the aura color went back to white. So there's this interrelationship between the colors that psychics can see and that you can learn to see yourself too, if you just open yourself up to it and make room for it and practice. It is connected to this electromagnetic field in your body. And in that sense, the light field is where you're dealing with information without it needing to be material. Photons in that sense is at the edge of reality. The electromagnetic is, say, a bit more in the reality. The magnetic is sort of hovering around it, and the electric is flowing within it. So when you work with this key, which is the phase information, information for the cell so that they know how to collaborate, coordinate, then in this interaction with the chi, you're at the edge of the reality that you can live, so that in a way you're touching on the event horizon, your soul bubble, the aura of your connection within the environment. The aura is in that sense the cell membrane of your electromagnetic body. And through that cell membrane of the electromagnetic body, you're connected to the quantum field, which is beyond the physical, which is metaphysical, which is immaterial, pure information. And it is indeed cosmic, it is indeed universal. So it just depends on you how much you want to pick up on that. And when you're healing, when you're interacting with people in this interaction of chi, very often you will find that the limitations that the other has experienced is always in the specific settings. And some people, when they do this kind of chi healing, they actually see the picture of what the other experienced. Other people will feel what the other is experienced as a consequence of it. Other people might feel what happens in the body as a result of this fixation, this stagnation, this blockage in their processing. It has not been digested yet. So whatever is the case, they will know that in the universe as a whole, it could be different. That situation could have been resolved. They might not have been in that situation. The body is able to deal with the different situation too. It does not now need to address this problem, which actually no longer exists in the physical environment, but only in the memory banks. So when the memory banks and the information processing of the body can actually look at different stories, and that's where you can then feel into the universe and feel into other states of being and help digest, resolve whatever that problem was, then in that other body it is realized that that problem which existed in the memory banks is actually no longer dominant. It is no longer actually processing in the body apart from an echo of the memories. It is no longer actually in the physical body, except to the extent that the memory has warped and distorted and maybe even crippled the physical body because of an imprint of a fixation of belief. The problem which was not resolved started being programmed or echoed into the body. But once this problem is realized as no longer being relevant, it can go, the regulatory system can let go of it, the physiology can let go of it, the body balances can restore themselves, and the physical body can recover back to the original pattern. So that is called faith healing or miraculous healing. It's actually information healing. It has also been called vibrational healing. Actually, the technique is vibrational healing because we are working with electromagnetic vibrations. Of course, the whole universe is composed of them. And it's called faith healing because you're actually realizing that the problem that people have is very small if you look at the universe as a whole, which as a whole functions very well. So you can trust that, you can rely on that. People call that faith. And once you realize that basically other things are possible, and that you can process that, then the healing can come, the release can come, and the body can if the spirit knows that everything is possible, then the soul can take a new decision, then the mind can go to a new belief, and the body can go to a new kind of functioning. So that is essentially the kind of gearbox or system or mechanism by which chi healing works. It doesn't matter which brand of chi healing you use. I recommend that if you have followed any specific training of chi healing, that at some point you take that as granted, you now know how to work that, and look for other ones. It might take some time to get out of conditioned beliefs which came along in the bottle from which you drank that water. But essentially all of the water comes from the same well. So when you look at the other forms of chi healing, you will go away from the form and back to the essence. You go away from a kind of a routine or a ritual that you work with back to how your body actually knows it. And you can go away from the notion that you should have learned this and needed to be taught this to the realization that no, this works in everybody. It's just a matter of becoming aware of it and paying attention to it and using it. And that is why the work with Qi healing is so healing, because it puts you at that level where you can feel thoughts before they are formed, where you can feel emotions while they can dissolve, where you can feel feelings as something in your body, where actually as a kind of electromagnetic tingling, you're in touch with cosmic information fields. So it literally puts you at the edge of reality, which is actually an excellent foothold for your body to be able to know what it really is and to let go from all the kind of conditioning from conditions that you were in, so that you can go to this unfolded, expanded form of being, which is very fluid, very flexible, exactly the kind of feeling that you have when you work with Qi healing. And that from there you can then also realize that all of these things that you believe and all of the things that you do come from that, but you could also do something else. And in working with somebody else, you can appreciate that yes, somebody can get stuck and it can really cripple the body, mind, soul, spirit in the way they relate to the environment. But actually, once you see that it's just a baby who has fallen and needs to get up to learn to walk, likewise the soul makes mistakes and needs to get up to learn to create, then through this Qi healing you come in touch with a deeper level of your body, a deeper level of yourself, a deeper level of what you can be, and also literally sharing that way of being with others, so that they too can be more than this restricted version which resulted from undigested problems in our life. You help them digest that. They help you strengthen your digestive system to do that. It's like one hand washing the other. It's a mutuality, reciprocity in that. And both come out better. And more importantly, you get a better, deeper understanding of what it is to be. And you can actually come in touch with this, what they call Qi, which for very many people is unexplainable and ill understood. But once you start to work with it, you know that it's without words, you know what it is without forms, but yet you can experience it and you can appreciate it, and you can feel how nourishing and enriching that is. So I can always recommend people to learn Qi healing, and as I described, it just simply starts, hold your hands together, loosely, gently rub them, hold them apart, inhale through your fingertips and exhale through your hand palms, and see what happens and learn from that.